Well, we had another hard-hitting episode and a Saints-Cowboys game last night.
Hey.
Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
He's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio as we broadcast live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. And it is hopping, the last ever appearance in Beaumont. If you want to get in today, we don't take calls while we're on the road because we can barely hear John and anything else, so we wouldn't be able to hear you. But you can text us at 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At my name, John. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. My wallet's a lot lighter after last night's game.
Oh, yeah, I was feeling for you.
And you know what? It was funny. I knew 5 minutes in watching the game. So you know what? Cowboys got it tonight, and they've gotten in Drew Brees' head pretty early. And I'm like, okay, I've lost this bet. So I was with a friend of mine who's a Cowboys fan. It's like, I just hope you guys win now. Because the worst thing would be for the Saints to come back and not cover.
Right. So, to win the game and not win by six.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, that would have sucked. So I'm happy for him that the Cowboys won.
It was really weird. Well, I mean, Drew Brees looking as befuddled as he did. That's
Yeah. Well, they got in his head.
I guess so.
I mean, that Cowboy defense is no joke. They're playing – Vander Esch has really turned into a monster.
And I think maybe the key factor when you go through the box score was that the Saints never really were able to run the football last night. And all season long, they've had success running the football, and it's opened up things for Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And Kamara wasn't effective last night. Ingram wasn't effective last night. They could never get anything going. And you know, when they knew that Brees had to throw the ball, like that's what it seemed to be. It seemed to be like they would get into situations where they had to throw, and the Cowboys were ready for it. The situation at the end of the game is a perfect example.
Yeah,
the Saints had to drive, you know, 80-something yards, so they of course they're going to be throwing, and the defensive backs were just jumping routes, and they did a good job. They did a good job against Drew Brees.
I'm kind of curious, and I don't think it would have mattered because I don't think even if they'd gotten the ball back with, say, 45, 50 seconds left, that they were going to drive down the field. Why call the timeout before the two-minute warning? Because now you give the Cowboys a chance to throw the ball. Because you know the clock's going to stop at 2 minutes.
I thought that was odd, too. Yeah. I thought that was odd, too. But, maybe you want the Cowboys to throw the ball.
Maybe.
If they don't get that pass interference, they're happy the Cowboys threw the ball, right?
Yeah.
But
the clock was going to stop anyway,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter. I thought, and that then you save your timeout, and then they're going to have to run the ball coming out of that. I don't know. It was just very weird. I thought, but I got to give credit to the Cowboys. And I keep telling you that Texans win over them keeps looking better and better with each week.
Yeah. I mean, the game itself, it wasn't impressive, but to have a win over that team looks good. Same with the Colts. Those are wins that when they happened, it was like, oh, that's an ugly win over a bad team. Now they're ugly wins over what looks to be pretty solid teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, when I say pretty solid, I don't know that, you know, the Cowboys are suddenly for real. I'm not going there. You know, the Titans beat the Patriots this year.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that the Titans are a good team.
Yeah. But it doesn't lessen my opinion of the Saints that they lost last night.
You still think they're the best team in the league?
Where it does change my opinion is if they have to go to L.A. now,
right?
Then I don't like their chance to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I think that was you know, that win over the Rams was really big for that. So, you know, I mean, yes and no. I mean,
unless the Rams lose again, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, because now it's for naught.
Indeed.
But, yeah, I'm not downgrading the Saints a whole lot with what I saw last night. I mean, obviously, they're still a great team. They're going to be able to run the ball, you know, more often than not. Drew Brees isn't going to look lost more often than not. But everybody's got bad nights. Everybody has an off night.
Yep.
And situationally, it was a good spot for Dallas.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, the whole reason I stayed away from it, even when it was 7, and I was like, you know, maybe when it's maybe if it gets up to 7.5 again, maybe I should be on Cowboys. But I didn't want to get in the way of the Saints. But it did feel like this was a letdown spot for the Saints
the
road.
And that's the thing. If I had waited and bet it in game, I would have bet the Cowboys. Because, like I said, about 5 minutes in, that's exactly what it looked like. And, yeah, I knew that ticket was torn up way before halftime.
And Dak, obviously nothing downfield again, but very efficient, moved the chains. And remember yesterday when I talked about what it would take for the Cowboys to win the game or to be competitive in the game was limit possessions for New Orleans.
Right.
So the Cowboys needed a long, extended drive. So they needed Zeke Elliott to play well, which played a lot better in the second half than he did in the first. And they needed Dak Prescott to make passes, to extend drives, basically.
Yeah.
And even in the fourth quarter, he had a run that got him a first down on third down. It was like 3rd and 8, and he got 8.5 yards. And really picked them up there. So it was a good game for Dak, albeit not a pretty game. A good game for Dak isn't like a good game for, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Andrew Luck, where they're throwing for 350 yards.
Right.
A good game for Dak is, you know, a complete 65-70% of my passes, which I think he did last night, and get you about 220 yards and don't turn the football over.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you want from him.
Yeah, so good win for the Cowboys, and I think if the Eagles can beat Washington Sunday, they're going to be hard to catch down the stretch because all these teams scheduled. Well, I keep looking at teams and saying, I don't think they're that good.
But none of these teams are good enough or none of them are bad enough to completely fall out of it. It's because none of the teams at the top in either one of these divisions is good enough to run away with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I say these divisions, I mean the AFC South and the NFC East.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of mediocrity. So until you've got a 2 or 3 game edge, you probably shouldn't feel safe. And that's why I thought it was so important for the Texans to win this last week, because the Colts are coming. They're going to keep pace. You know, so the Texans just have to win the games they're supposed to win and hold them off. The NFC East is a little bit different because I think there's more parity throughout the division. You know, I think that the Texans are significantly better than the Jags. I think the Colts are significantly better than the Jags. I don't know if the Redskins, who are in first place, are significantly better than the Giants in last place. I don't know if they are.
Yeah.
So that's a weird division. But, yeah, I mean, obviously nobody can afford losses in that division right now.
Well, we are at Luke's Ice House. This place is packed. A lot of the regulars are here.
Yeah.
The Popes are here, of course.
Yep. We got
Bradley Cooper Cheryl is here.
Yes.
Who was nice enough to give us
a coupon. She thinks that dog looks like Bradley Cooper also. That's
Chip the Magician is here, who I call him that because every time we show up, beer appears in my trunk.
I like that, too.
Yeah. That's a good thing. So, thanks to Chip for taking care of us. Apparently, there's an entire coven of women over here having some kind of party.
It's like a party, and there's like one dude. No, two dudes now.
Yeah, it's up to two dudes.
Holding court.
47 women.
He's playing the odds.
Yeah.
That guy's, it's like a 2-to-20 ratio. Like,
yeah, I like your chances. I would.
In a place where they serve alcohol and there's 20 chicks and two dudes, those guys are going home with something tonight. It might not be their first choice, but it's going to be something.
It might be their 20th choice.
It might be, but that's – oh.
Yep, he's leaving.
This dude's leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He just walked away from the honey hole, and now he's just leaving this dude with carte blanche. What a life. What a life.
I live in the wrong city.
Yeah. Well. If I wasn't doing the show, I'd just hang over here at this party and be like,
yeah,
hey.
Hey,
ladies.
You say, hey, let's get this thing off
early.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And come on out here if you're in Beaumont. This is the last one for this year. And I don't know. Yeah, I'm half kidding when I say it's the last one ever. It's getting harder and harder with some of the job duties I have to get over here. And so I don't know how next year's going to look. So this might be it.
It might just be me out here from now on.
Yeah, it might just be you and Barry hanging around an extra 3 hours.
That's what Barry's doing now. He's hanging with the people. He's a much better person than I am.
Yeah, he's over there talking to guys.
I know.
There's a whole coven.
That's about Barry's move.
Yeah. But
they'll be here from 2 to 5. Angie and her crew will be.
Yeah, at least we know Angie will be here until 5. Yeah. I can't speak for the rest of them.
Yeah.
So, oh, man. But I guess we need to get, well, let me tell you about my bookie first, which, I took a little beating on that last night, but I'm going to get right back on the horse. There's some college football I'm betting this weekend. Speaking of horses, there's some horses I'm going to bet this weekend. And, guys, my bookie's a place to go. I've been using them for a while now. It's the only website I use, and I use them because I trust them. Because, last night it would have been nice to cash out, but I didn't. But when I do cash out, they actually... This is fantastic. And in-game live betting, which is great. Would have been better for me last night if I had jumped in on that. But real easy. All you got to do is Google MyBookie to get your account started, or go to MyBookie.ag. And they'll match 50% of your initial deposit if you use promo code RADIO. So you put $200 in there, you'll get $100 to bet with from MyBookie for free. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie, and don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. And the last appearance of the year over here in Beaumont. So this is your chance to come say hello. As we move on to the news of the day, which is your buddy Kareem Hunt. And, of course, the first questions I get are fantasy questions.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, should I pick up Spencer Ware?
Yes, you should. but, I mean, who knows? They've known about this since February, and nothing's happened. So I don't know what kind of punishment he'll be looking at. But, everyone assumes it'll be just like Ray Rice and he won't play again, but... Yeah. Remember, Ray Rice, we talked about this at the time. If Ray Rice was still peak Ray Rice, he would have gotten another chance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If he were Kareem Hunt's age.
Yeah, Kareem
he was,
Hunt.
He was over 30. He was down to 3 yards a carry.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt's probably one of the four or five best running backs in the league. He's going to get – he'll get another chance. Who it sucks for is the Chiefs, who already have one of these guys on their team in Tyreek Hill. Who they've got to defend, and now they've got a second guy. So it's an ugly look, but that's, you know, I'm not.
I mean, the videos.
I'm never surprised when I see stuff like that.
No, but I don't know what's going to happen with that, and when. I'm sure he'll get some kind of suspension at some point, but I don't know if it'll be this year. But we shall be. We shall see. I tweeted out a link to a GoFundMe to a blitzer who needs some help. We did check on it and make sure it's legitimate. If you want to help, go ahead. This is one of those things that I'm not. I hate to be a jerk, but at times you have to start saying no. But I can't do that anymore. This is the last one I'm going to do. I'm getting too many requests for things like that. And as much as I want to help people out, it's I can't say yes to everybody. So the only thing I can do from now on is say no to everybody. And so that's the last time. But go check it out. And that's that. Same thing with, man, I'm getting a lot of individual requests for charity. We've got a foundation we're going to have set up that you'll be able to go to. But, again, I can't deal with all those on an individual basis. And, you know, my biggest issue is I can't say no to people. And
I'm super good at saying no to everybody.
Yeah. And, you know, I am that way from now on, just so you know. All right, 713-780-3776 is your number. And I don't know who it was that asked Drew Brees the really weird question last night. Champ on the sunny side, despite tonight not being the berries, you have to believe that your Crescent City Buckmen are all set to make a great run at another ice-covered Roscoe, just like the Bulldog Boys from Canton Town.
Is this that guy who's like, they look like a whirling dervish out there. I've seen that guy before in Dallas. Yeah. So I don't.
Scoops Callahan.
Yeah. That's not surprising. Yeah. Some Dallas radio guy's shtick.
Yep.
You know what my shtick is? Not going to the home team's games.
Yeah.
That's my new shtick.
Of course it's raining because I just washed my car today.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It's funny because I've been putting it off because it keeps raining. Like, okay, I'm gonna. But today it's just like, man, my car's filthy. I got to get it clean. Went over, took it to the place by me. They did a great job. It looks fantastic. It won't when I get back out there.
No.
Oh well. That's what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
I think we lost half the women.
Yeah.
As soon as we mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like some of these chicks have bailed out.
Maybe that guy left with half of them.
Could have.
That one guy.
Yeah.
We shall. Yeah.
I'm going to do some investigating into this situation during the next break.
Well,
they're all wearing Christmas sweaters.
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously some sort of a holiday party.
Right.
But, I mean, where else would it be 95% women?
Well, it's almost, I don't know. I'm kind of curious. And it's not like there's a sign that says no penises.
Right.
Yeah. So,
like, what line of business has that many women and almost no men?
And how do you get
like
into it?
A strip club, I guess.
Yeah, could be that.
But I mean, some of these broads look a little old to be stripping. Some of them look like they could make it, but not the whole crew.
Hey, want to thank Miller Lite and Coors Light for getting us out here to Beaumont. And $12 Miller Lite bucket, $15 Coors Light bucket. John Granato would climb on that, brother.
Climb on, brother.
Yeah. So, want to talk a little college football here.
Okay.
The more I look at this Texas-OU game, I really think Texas has a good chance to beat them.
I do, too. I've made my case, though, as to why I won't be betting them, because if Texas wins, the Big 12 has zero shot at the playoff. If Oklahoma wins, they've got at least an outside shot. I mean, maybe even better than that, if you assume Alabama's going to beat Georgia. I think if Alabama beats Georgia, Oklahoma's the favorite. So,
yeah, it's going to come down to who's more impressive, I think, between them and Ohio State. But I think an Oklahoma win over Texas is more impressive than an Ohio State win over Northwestern.
I think what it'll come down to, here's the problem with Oklahoma, though. A win over Texas would be their best win of the year.
Yeah.
Ohio State has a win over Penn State, who's still pretty respected, and a win over Michigan. The difference between the two is Oklahoma also had a good loss. Ohio State's loss is to Purdue. Nobody thinks that's a good loss.
No.
So I think it's going to be a matter of what do they value more, big wins or bad losses.
Right.
The number keeps pushing up. It's at 8 now. I mean, I think Oklahoma or Texas and the points is the only way you can play it. I heard another guy that I really respect today say he loves the under in this game.
Really?
And he doesn't think that Texas is going to try to go play for play with him. And, you know, like I said, the guy I respect, I just completely disagree. It's not that Texas wants to try to go play for play. It's that's what your options are against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You're not going to keep – they're going to score. Oklahoma's going to score 9 times out of 10 when they've got the ball. So you've got to keep up with them. And whether you like it or not, and whether or not that's your game plan, that's your only choice. So if you come out there and you try to grind it out against this team, which is kind of why I like Ohio State against Northwestern. You know, Northwestern's – and a great reason why I like Clemson against Pittsburgh. I don't know if I'm liking it enough to give up that many points.
Yeah.
But the reason
I think
that number,
I think I am.
I wouldn't blame you. But the reason that number is what it is, Pittsburgh can't make big plays down the field. So how do they keep up with Clemson scoring on basically every drive? I don't know. I don't know. But I think Texas has proven they're good enough to score on Oklahoma at will. And honestly, there's teams worse than Texas offensively who were scoring on Oklahoma at will. Kansas has scored
put
on
up
Oklahoma
40.
At will. So
Kansas put up 40. That's the one I keep going back to. Tech without its quarterback, 46. I mean,
yeah.
Texas is going to score. I have no doubt about that. And even if they try to grind it out, Oklahoma's not. They're going to go fast.
They are.
And you've got to keep up with it. The only way I can see it going under is if Texas really slows it down. And I mean, you know, 14-play drives that take up 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay, and they better score touchdowns on those.
Yeah.
Because Oklahoma's going to come down and score.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to take 14 minutes.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show.
Did you end up with anything on tonight's games? On the Maction or the Pac-12?
I think Brad sold me on Northern Illinois.
Okay.
So I might make a small play on that.
Oh, yeah, number's gone up to 4.
Yeah. And
I'm on Washington
And I
tonight.
Also like Washington, so I might play like a little cheap parlay on those two just for some action.
Yeah, I had a little bit at 5. I took a little bit more today at 4.5, so Washington's my side. I just think defensively, and Utah's so banged up. They played a close game their first, or they their number was close the first time. I think the number was 4.5, 5 the first time they played. And that was at Utah. Washington covered by 14.
Right.
Now, they had some luck, mind you. There was some calls went their way, but Utah had their starting quarterback then. They had their starting running back then. Their backup running back is not good. I mean, their drop-off at running back was massive. So I just don't know. I mean, you can't really pass on Washington. Nobody has all year. So now you're asking this garbage running back to run, keep up with them. I don't see how it happens.
They may have the best secondary in the country.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think it's a low-scoring game, but I think Washington gets a little bit of separation, wins by 10-14.
A lot of people speculating that they must be teachers.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask. I'm asking during the break.
Okay. We're going to do some reporting during the break.
I'm going into the pit.
And we will get back to you.
All right.
But right now, I am going to tell you about insurance. How about that? I know everybody loves to talk about car insurance, but you should be talking about car insurance. You should be talking about Go Car Insurance. Because, guys, they have a new app. They're doing crazy stuff all over town. And I don't know if you've seen their crazy cat billboards or the one with the elephant being shot out of a cannon. This is a really hip new company that is the first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. It's incredibly fast. You just download the app, scan your license, you'll get a quote in 60 seconds. And everything is managed through the app. No more paperwork or waiting on holds. No, so long to all the hassles. You're totally in control. Update your policy, add drivers, and file a claim all in the app. You can go cut out a lot of the fees you see other places and, you know, basically give you money back. So finally, it's a car insurance that gets it, and it speaks your language. No more of that jargon that nobody understands. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper. They've been the number one auto insurance app for a long, long time. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance, G-O Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Did you find out what was going on?
Yeah, they work at a cardiovascular doctor's office. So the doctors are very white. So the guy in the white shirt that was down there is the doctor.
Okay.
And all these chicks all work for him, work for the doctor. So they only hire chicks at their office, which is a brilliant move.
I like that idea. In fact, from now on, I think that's what we should do at Gal Media.
The other guy down there, who we thought had his cream of the crop and whatever he wanted, he's only allowed to have sex with one of those girls because he's married to one.
Oh.
Yeah, the rest are off limits, I'm pretty sure. I don't know what
they might have an arrangement.
Yeah, they might have a different arrangement than most. But
you know, people do different things.
But, yeah, he is locked into that one.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
409 says, it's crazy to think that even though Chiefs feel like they're miles ahead of the Texans, the fact is they're only one game better. And it is when you look at it, and visually you watch the Chiefs and you think, oh yeah, Texans, they're not in that category. But you know, I don't know what's going to happen when they get to the playoffs, and I don't know what's going to happen if.
Well, I mean, the Patriots have the same record as the Texans.
Yeah.
So, if you ask me who's better, there's not even a debate in my head. A lot of it's eye tests, obviously. And a lot of it is style points. KC's got style points for days. But, yeah, I don't think there's any teams that are – and I think we kind of saw this, you know, played out last night. There's no all-time great teams that are just going to run away with the whole thing and hide. Like, all these teams have weaknesses. All of them are vulnerable, which if you're a fan of a team like the Texans or the Cowboys or the Colts or – you know, the Chargers, and you're wondering, is my team really as good as I think they are? Well, you've got a chance, you know, because there's nobody who's just significantly worlds better than everybody else.
And 979 asked, so we talked about a little bit in the first segment, does the win from Denver and the Cowboys starting to look like better wins for the Texans? Yeah, they do. And I think the Colt win looks really good.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't change the way that those games played out.
Not really, no, but...
I mean, particularly the Colts game and the Broncos game, I think they got outplayed in. The Cowboy game, I feel like the Texans should have won, though.
I felt like they outplayed the Cowboys most of that game. That was a game where they could not score in the red zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, really never should have gone to overtime. But, yeah, the other two, I think the Colts game, they pretty much played equally. And it came down to, if I'm... And that whole decision with Frank Reich may wind up having a lot to do with how things play out. So, Trump Bevo says, can we all just appreciate the fact that Texas football matters now? It's been years for me.
So. Wah. Oh, we haven't been in the national championship in almost 10 years. Wah. How do you think Aggie fan feels? Aggie fan hasn't been like...
He
besides
says,
their made-up championships.
As he looks right at Lauren the Aggie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard life out there for a lot of teams.
Well, let's be fair. Texas only won one in like 50 years or 40-something years. So it's not, much better. But Mike's out here. Ellinger has a hurt shoulder, which could impact Texas' ability to score. Actually, there's not much of a drop-off when Bouchel goes in there. Listen.
And he's got the same shoulder injury that he's had all season long. Like, it's some weeks, he doesn't play as well. They're like, his shoulders hurt. Other weeks, he balls out, and they're like, he's getting better. He's getting healthy. They've talked about his shoulder all season long. I think he's fine.
So, I'm just a hypothetical. If I were to suddenly start having a heart attack, would they be able to help me?
I don't know. I like to think so.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Chase said Skip howled on TV today because he was so pumped about the Cowboy win. Okay, he's lost it. Is there anything that could happen in the world of sports that would make either of you start the show with a howl?
No. Just kidding. I would do that for like $20.
No, anything that would get me that excited, I would be too drunk from the night before to do the show, so I probably would not be here to do the show.
Yeah.
But I think if the Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup, I would be pretty damn excited.
That would get it done for
you? That's the one thing that I'm still really, really into. And
you would howl?
I don't know if I'd howl, but...
What if the Cougs made it to the playoff? What if UH basketball won the Final Four?
That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, you would howl at that.
I don't know if I'd howl. I still think the Leafs winning would be a bigger deal to me.
Really?
Yeah. That's my one team I can root for that I don't have to worry about it conflicting with the job.
Yeah.
You know? And there's still a part of me that can't get the newspaper idiot out where I feel like I need to be as unbiased as possible when looking at all this stuff.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I mean, I'd love to see it. It'd be great. But I don't know that I'd go out and drink for 24 hours the way I would if the Leafs won.
Right.
So, although sometimes that's just a regular weekend. But,
yeah.
But yeah, nothing would make me howl. And certainly not a regular season win. I mean, and I don't know, maybe I'm just jaded in my old age.
But we can agree that is probably the biggest win for any team this season. A road win at New Orleans, that's the best win anybody's got on their resume, isn't it?
Well, it was at Dallas.
Oh, yeah, it was. So, yeah, I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah.
So I guess it's better than
I think the Rams beating the Chiefs. I think Rams beating the Chiefs was the best win of the season.
Or Saints beating Rams.
Yeah. So, but I mean, obviously, it's the biggest Cowboys win of the season.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Danny brings up a good point. Cowboys have been better since acquiring Cooper.
No doubt.
But, yeah. If 346 says I should fake a heart attack, that would get me some attention. It's a thought. I might do that. Because, I mean, heart attack would be believable for me.
Yeah.
I'm an old. And, you know, I don't always live the healthiest lifestyle.
Yeah.
I try. I'm doing better. But, yeah, I think, especially because, yeah, not that I'm setting this up or anything, but it's loud in here. It's a little stressful to try to do the show because I can't really hear what's going on Jong's end. So I don't know if there's music or anything like that. So I'm a little bit stressed out. In fact, I feel a little tightening in my left arm.
I'm missing the. I don't know. Just tell me what I'm supposed to do.
No, nothing. We're not to break yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was like a segue into.
No.
This was you trying to fake a heart attack?
Yes. You just blew my whole thing.
Sorry. It's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
It is a good idea.
I was going to say, I don't have any feeling in the fingers on my left hand, but then I haven't had for 26 years.
But so. I don't know where that doctor is. And, like, these nurses are all.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, please.
It's not a real heart attack.
It's not like a porno where they're like, oh, I know how I can resuscitate him.
It's not
real life.
Let's see how drunk.
That's only in porno.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll have to stop watching.
Doctor-patient porno. Who knows more about doctor-patient porno than me? Nobody. That was my go-to for years and years.
You're right. Fine. Forget the fake heart attack.
Doctor, what can we do?
There's only one thing.
There's
left
one
to
thing
do.
That will revive him. Yes.
But doctor.
Oh, God.
But usually it's the doctor's like, I'm so exhausted. I can't finish this surgery. I just need release. Just, if it saves the patient's life, do no harm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Lamont, is there a secret media rules book that prevents the media from rooting for their own team?
No.
No, there really isn't, but it's a bad look to get in the press box and cheer.
Oh, yeah. The policy of the press box is not to allow that.
Yeah.
But on the air, I think you can say what you want. I don't know. It's weird for me because I don't really have a team that I care about.
Yeah.
I care about whoever I bet on. Like that. So well, I cheer openly for those teams.
I mean, I obviously have my one real rooting interest, and then I want UH to do well. I'm not a fan like I used to be.
Yeah.
But when I had season tickets and went to every game. But it was almost more fun to be a UH fan when they were terrible. Because we used to go to every game and when it was still Robertson, and we'd sit down there in section 208, and it would just be me and my brother and whoever else came with us, like four or five of us. And then when they got good and the place started getting crowded, it was like, I don't know. Like, the beer guy would actually come sit down in the stands next to us and then just keep selling us beer because there was nobody else drinking and in anywhere near that section. And that was fun. And now that it's, you know, now that they're actually interesting.
Right.
And they got this brand new stadium, I hardly go. So. Nick says Adam Clanton's made a career out of being a super fan. That's not for me.
And who's made a career out of it?
Yeah, your buddy Adam Clanton.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's everybody's got their own moves. Everybody's got their own way of doing things. And, you know, I think Skip Bayless has always been outspoken Cowboy fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, going back to when he worked in Dallas. So, I mean, there's people who that's how they make their reputation. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, and it works for them. It's just, it's not for me. And I want the Texans to do well. I really do. I was thrilled when the Astros won.
Who wants the Texans to do better? You or Mark Vandermeer?
Mark Vandermeer.
Exactly. So different
because,
guys have
because,
different...
Because on his check it says Houston Texans.
Right. I was going to say on Adam Clanton's check. I mean, I don't know if he's still as hardcore of a Rockets or Astros guy as he was, but he worked for a station that's the teams that they carried. So he was big for them. And I don't know. I feel like you can cheer for your hometown team if you want. I also understand that there's some people who would prefer to have a more unbiased take. There's some people who want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, the hometown slant.
Well, so. and a lot of it comes down to guys who are play-by-play guys, and I think Vandermeer's really good at what he does. I enjoy listening to him, but I know I'm going to get biased there, and that's okay. And like Gene Peterson used to do the Rockets. I liked him a lot, but he was the biggest homer in the world.
Yeah.
But he also did a good job of telling me what was going on in the game, which is all I really care about. But I've never it's always been hard for me to ever be a real fan because I spent so much of my life having to at least appear to be unbiased. And that's it's not easy to necessarily just transition out of that. And you know, I'll always have part of that in me, I guess. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, and maybe people should be doing some grilling. What do you think?
Maybe that's the move. Maybe that is the move. Texas Star Grill Shop, that's the best place to get your grill. They still got the anniversary sale going on now. 6 years they've been working this thing. I made a turkey at Thanksgiving. I'm smoking a prime rib for Christmas on my Pits and Spits grill, which is the hottest Houston-made grills you can get right now. And they have heavy-duty Texas-style construction. Great performance. These are legit bad boy grills. Used to be a waiting list for them, in fact, and now you can get your hands on them without a wait, which is always a nice thing. They've got Traeger, they've got Saber, they've got Kamado Joe, all the big brands, they've got you covered on them. Whatever kind of grill, if you want charcoal, you want wood pellet, you want gas, they got it all, guys. They can do your outdoor kitchen, pizza ovens, kegerators. They got you covered at those angles, too. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale going on now. Free delivery and assembly, located 59 in Shepherd in Houston, 8905 Luetta Road in Spring, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Hey, guys, you want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'em. Brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is NBA 2K19 for Xbox One. NBA 2K19 celebrating 20 years of redefining what sports gaming can be. From best-in-class graphics and gameplay to groundbreaking game modes. Simply put, NBA 2K19 is the deepest and most authentic simulation sports game available. Get NBA 2K19 now on Xbox One, rated E for everyone. Kareem Hunt sent home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bleep just got real.
Yep.
Well. So if you haven't heard, there's a video out of Kareem Hunt and a woman. And
now, how long do you think the NFL's known about this? Since February?
Yeah, I knowing the NFL the way we do, I'm sure they knew about the incident and were just hoping that there would be no video.
Right.
Because they, you know, let's be honest, for all their talk about domestic violence and everything, they don't, they'd rather just cover it up. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they've known about it for a while.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see how it plays out. I do think it is, I think it's certainly affects the team.
No doubt.
I mean,
as a weapon.
Yeah, he is a weapon. And I mean, I don't think it's as damaging as losing Mahomes or Hill.
No.
But it's,
Spencer Ware is a decent backup.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The drop off there, there's a drop off, but it's not significant.
Right.
It would be if you lost one of those other guys, I think. 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. A lot of people wanting to talk about, like, 832 asks, what is Josh Ennis's talent?
Josh is a personality.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He rubs some people the wrong way, and some people enjoy what he does.
Yeah,
so.
there's ways to do, I mean, there's different ways to do all of this. There's no, I mean, there's guys that try to rile you up. There's guys that just try to be funny. There's guys that, you know, will, you know, mix things up a little bit. But then there's also fanboys. There's everything. And
you can evolve as you go on. I mean,
yeah.
When I started radio, mostly I was doing a comedy show. Like, it was almost very little sports, and people used to get real pissed off about it. But, I mean, I didn't really know.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah, I mean, but we talk way more sports now than I did my first couple years in radio, I can tell you that. So,
well, to be fair, there's more sports in Houston than there is in Austin. It's basically Longhorns or nothing, right?
But, I mean, I was, like, writing bits. I was, like, we were doing comedy sketches on the radio, and there's people who liked it and people who didn't. And that's the way it's going to go with everyone.
Yeah, I think, and really, I think you've evolved more into an improv guy.
Yeah,
I mean, you still do that. It's just more in the moment, and it's more, it's improv. Brother Bear, text. Did I get banned on Twitter? Not by me. I didn't ban you. I haven't seen any of your tweets. Maybe Twitter banned you.
Yeah, Twitter's banned you. Maybe.
Yeah, Twitter's kind of a. She's a cruel bitch sometimes.
Yep, can be.
Yeah. I swear, I keep talking about this. I have to go through this weekend and get rid of a bunch of people I'm following.
Yeah.
Because it's not...
I don't follow very many people.
Not so much them. It's their retweets and likes that keep popping
right.
up.
Right. I don't want to know what my friends like. I don't care about that. I'd ask them if I cared.
Yeah, it's just... It gets to the point where I miss a lot of tweets because I've just got too many. And, yeah, let's see. I'm following 913 people.
You have a target number?
Yeah, I'm going to Thanos this bitch. I'm going to cut it in half.
Okay.
I'm going to snap. Boom.
Gone.
Yeah. A lot of it. Cody tells me I can turn off retweets. All right. I'll figure that out first. Maybe I'll do that first.
Can you turn off people's likes? Because retweets I don't mind as much as likes. Likes, that's too much.
Yeah. It's just... people pop into my timeline that I have no interest in what they have to say.
There's a few people who I need to continue following because for the sake of not having drama, it's just easier to follow them and mute them.
Yeah.
So I do that. But for the most part, I just don't follow people. Right? I don't It's too much. I learned too much about people's lives. And honestly, I don't know why anybody follows me. It's a horrible idea. I'm giving you nothing.
Apparently, well, he has a blue check mark, so that makes Cody better than us.
But he Cody who?
Cody Stutes. He knows more about Twitter than we do.
I don't know if I follow. I think I might follow Cody.
Yeah, he says if you click the little arrow and say, I don't like this, about 10 times, the likes will go away.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I do follow Cody on Twitter. I got to get rid of him. Got to get rid of him.
He's a good dude, man.
He is a good dude.
He's become really valuable around here, and I really appreciate what he does. I mean, not just for Sports Map, but his audiobooks. He's taken a lot of that off of me, which I really appreciate. And he's good on air when he comes on. According to John, Benjamin Albright tweeted around 2 p.m. saying he has two sources that told him both the Chiefs and the NFL knew about an existence of a video.
Shocker.
So, of course, the NFL, well, they're not going to do anything until the video comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah, and again, I don't want to sit here and play judge and jury on this. It looks bad. There's no question. John, do we have the audio? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we can do it coming back. We're about up against the break.
Okay, yeah, just come out of the break with it, and we'll talk about that for a minute. And then we will go into the rest of the NFL. We'll go game by game on that and talk about everything that's coming up on Sunday.
We'll see how sharp we are before RJ comes on. And
yeah, I'm duct tape shoes guy today, I can tell you that.
Oh, I'm for sure duct tape shoes. It's just on the Texas-Oklahoma game. What would they call me? Haystack Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which is the, I guess that's the Brad Powers character version.
Of duct tape shoes guy?
No, Freddie Fanny Pack.
Oh, okay.
Which is RJ's guy.
Gotcha.
Which I find a little offensive because I am a Freddie, but
yeah.
I do not have a fanny pack.
You don't have one at all?
No.
You seem like a guy who would have one in the closet somewhere.
Nope.
Like,
nope.
You used to wear it, and
nope.
You're like,
Never okay. had one. Not even for, like, biking. I still put an actual backpack on
okay.
when I go biking. So.
All right, guys, it's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday during the Black Friday sales event out at Gulfgate. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500, $21,484, or just $299 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, so whatever kind of color you're looking for, whatever options you're looking for, they're going to have you covered. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center as well that's now open, twice the size, to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500 MSRP, $32,740, $4,256 dealer discount, $7,000 manufacturer discount, $299 per month for 84 months with a 4.5% APR. All prices plus TT&L must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Offers end 11/30/18.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.